score in the second game.
For the Cardinals, they have changed their lineup considerably. It'll be Julian Javier leading off and playing second base, then Bill White batting second at first base. Batting third in center field, Kirk Brunt. Fourth batter will be Sam Mujo, who was a pinch hitter in the first game. He got a base hit. He'll be playing in left field. Batting fifth and catching, Carl Sawatsky. Batting in the sixth position in right field, Charlie James. Batting seventh, playing third base, Ken Boyer. Batting eighth at shortstop, Julio Gutierrez. And on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals, the right-hander, Larry Jackson. The Mets, it'll be Richie Ashburn leading off, playing center field. Batting second, playing second base, Rod Caneal. Batting in third position at third base, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth, playing left field, Gene Woodley. Batting fifth at first base, Miles Dromberry. Batting sixth, playing right field, Jim Hickman. Batting in the seventh position and catching the second game too, Richard Dolman. He was the only run to score in the game. Charlie had to come into action in the first game when Elias Sutton hurt his right knee. Batting in the ninth position and pitching for the Mets, Bob Moorhead. So that's the story on the starting lineup for the second game. Still some twilight in the air. The temperature is just about perfect for baseball. Larry Jackson. And he'll be working to Richie Ashburn. Larry Jackson now reading the sign for the first pitch of the game. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fastball that's inside, ball one. Jackson, basically a fastball and slider ball pitcher. He has a good slider. Relies on that as one of his best pitches. Throws the curveball mostly as a change curve.
Now the 1-0 pitch to Richie. Gets hit off the end of the bat. Down towards Boyer, third. A good play by Boyer. Up and over the first base in time. Ken Boyer taking that spinning ball over in front of shortstop. Right on the infield grass. Bo Ashburn is out for the first out of the game, and it brings up Rod Caneal.
Caneal in the first game turning in several fine plays at second base.
He had one hit in five times up. He's batting .281. And it was Rod's
bouncing ball to short that set up the only run of the game when an error was made on the ball. Caneal takes the slider over the outside part of the plate. Strike one call.
Into the windup and back to the plate. A slider again, this time at the knees, strike two. Larry Jackson, 6'2", 190 pounds.
Now Jackson back to work to Rod Caneal. A double pump on the pitch. A swing and a miss, strike three. The ball dropped by the catcher, Sawatsky, but the throw to first base in plenty of time.
Jackson picking up his first strikeout,
and that brings up Felix Mantilla.
Felix playing third base, batting .279, home run, 38 runs batted in.
Bat down to second base. Up with the ball, Javier to first base in time, and that does it.
4-3, 3-up, 3-down, no score.
Now here's one of your favorite vocalists for the bright news.
Moving out of the bottom half of the first inning with the Cardinals batting for the first time, no score in the game. Bob Moorhead taking his warm-up pitches on the mound. First game won by the Mets, 1-0. And they stand at 5 losses and 3 wins with the St. Louis Cardinals down the season. And Moorhead completing his warm-up pitches will pitch to Julian Javier as his first man, followed by Bill White and then Kirk Brunt. Javier batting .258, 4 home runs, 28 runs batted in. Javier, a right-handed batter against the right-hander Moorhead, and the windup and Moorhead's first pitch. It's a slider over the knee, strike one call. Bob Moorhead, no record in the major leagues. Last year at Jersey City, he won 5 and lost 6. No score in the game. The Cardinals batting in their half of the first. And the one-strike pitch to Javier popped up into shallow right field. Cano going back, but coming on now, Hickman. Cano calls and makes a catch. So Moorhead gets his first man here against the Cardinals. It brings up Bill White. Moorhead's last time out was July 22nd against Cincinnati, and he was not the pitcher of record in a game won by the Reds 4-3. Bob worked six innings in that one and gave up three runs on five hits, including a two-run home run to Pinson. That one was unearned, incidentally. In his last 13 and one-third innings, he has struck out 12 while walking only one. And his first pitch to Bill White on the outside corner, strike one. White batting 297, 15 home runs and 67 runs batted in. Pitch back to White, bounce right back of the mound. A comebacker, one hopper, the throw to first base out number two. That'll bring up Kurt Flood. Kurt playing in center field, batting 296. He has eight home runs and 44 runs batted in. A windup by Bob and the pitch to Flood, a right-handed batter. Outside, ball one. Flood one for four in the first game. Pitch. Bounce right back off of the glove of Moorhead. Picked up by Cano. No play at first base. Ball is bounced right back to the mound. Moorhead made a sweep at it. It bounced off of the glove. The ball was hit very slowly. And it goes as a base hit. The first base hit of the game. first game. The catcher then was Gene Oliver. And the first pitch to Carl Lyne to center field. Ashford coming on. Game series. midfield back as Jackson winds and comes to the plate. There's a big swing and a miss, strike one. Taking time between each pitch, leans over with both hands on each knee. Now takes a sign from Sawatsky, and here's the one strike pitch. Fouled away, strike two. Bouncing foul moving over towards the home dugout. Cardinals located on the third base side. The Mets have a big dugout on the first base side. Years ago, the dugout on the first base side, about the size of a garage. But they have remodeled the ballpark here considerably, and it's really improved from the old days. .310 down the right field line, .351 down the left. Now the two-strike pitch to Jim, outside, ball one. Larry Jackson trying to get Jim to go for an outside slider. One ball, two strikes. Jackson back with a 1-2 pitch, and again outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Tommy Hemus, the third base coach, yelling encouragement to Jim to pick up the run. Mets need two to tie against the Cardinals. Jackson winding and back to Hickman. And he hits a bouncing ball to short. This will score a run. Coming across on the throw to first base from Godai is Mars Thornberry. And the game, as the Cardinals pick up the second out in the inning, goes 2-1 in the Cardinals' favor. Mets scoring the first run of the game. And it brings up Clarence Coleman. Choo-choo scored the only run of the game in the first game when he scores from second base on an error by the shortstop, Godai. Hickman picking up his 27th run batted in the year on that grounder to shortstop. And here's the first pitch to Coleman, a left-handed batter. A swing and a miss, strike one. Coleman batting 167. Both ends of the twin bill here tonight. And the one strike pitch is a call strike, a fastball through in the inside corner. 0-2 to Choo Choo. Johnny Neal in the on deck circle. He's playing it short tonight. He was forced into action when Chacon twisted the knee. Neal himself in not too good a shape. There's a check and a swing in time. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Beautiful night for baseball. Incidentally, last night was the coolest night ever on record for a July night here in St. Louis. 1-2 pitch to Choo-choo. Line to right field. Coming on strong to right fielder Johnny James. He can't get to it. He fell down. The ball is off of the wall. Coleman now going to try for three. Here comes the throw. It's going all the way through, but Coleman slides in safely. A three-base hit for Choo-choo Coleman. Johnny Neal in right field tried to judge that ball and catch it at his shoestring, but the ball dropped too far in front of him, and it was hit so well that it shot on by and was off of the wall in right field. So a three-base hit for Johnny Neal, the second in this inning for the Mets, and it brings up Johnny Neal. Three-base hit for 2-2 Coleman. And the Mets with a runner at third base and two outs. Game in favor of the Cardinals. Now Johnny Neal with a .248 average. And the first pitch. Hit the right field, a base hit. The game's all tied up. Scoring from third base, Coleman. And Neal on at first base with a base hit. 2-2, and the batter now will be the pitcher, Bob Moorhead. last series against the St. Louis Cardinals, the Mets battled them right down the line, winning the series. Now, right now, after winning the first game, bouncing back to make it 2-2. The season series stands at 5-3 in favor of the St. Louis club. With this game, of course, at stake. First pitch to Moorhead, outside, ball one. Well, there's a lot of things that you can do right and wrong in baseball, but with two outs, Charlie James in right field should never try to make the shoestring catch on the ball hit the right field. That is, if you look back right now. 1-0 pitch to Moorhead on the corner, strike one. One ball, one strike. Jackson back into the stretch position and back to the plate. Outside with a slider, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Mets with two in to tie it up with the St. Louis Cardinals. Top of the second inning. Now time call is Gotay and Javier have a little conversation out and back at second base. To get their signal straight on who would cover if Neil does come down to second base on a steal attempt. And here's Jackson back to work, and it's a fastball that's low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. The on-deck batter, Richie Ashford. Leading off. He does not go. The 3-1 pitch is a call, strike two. Now with a 3-2 count, Neal will go at first with two and out. Here's the stretch. Neal goes. The pitch to the plate is swung on and missed, strike three. And that does it. Second strikeout by Larry Jackson. And in the inning for the Mets, they scored two runs on three hits. No errors. One man left to score at the end of one and a half. The Mets do, the St. Louis Cardinals do. Coming up next. Moving along to the bottom half of the second inning. Cardinals out in front with two runs in the bottom half of the first, but the Mets put it back in the bat when they scored two runs in the top of the second. It's a 2-2 game. And we're all set to go as Julio Gotay leads off for the St. Louis Cardinals against Bob Moorhead. Bob, through one inning, has given up two runs, allowed two hits, but both the runs scored off him unearned. Gotay batting for the first time. Batting 260. One home run. 21 runs batted in. Gotay, Larry Jackson, and Julian Javier. First pitch, Gotay drilled the right center field. Ashford coming over. Slide, makes a catch. A great catch by Ricky Ashford in right center field. On that play, they didn't know what to do. And running out from second base to make the call as Ashford slid as he made the play was Mel Steiner. A fine play by Richie. You can't make him any better. One out now, and Gotay is out with Larry Jackson coming to bat. Jackson hitting 218, bats from the right hand side. He has driven in four runs, no home runs. And the first pitch is a slider over, strike one call. back to his opposing pitcher. And there's a ball hit to left center field. Moving back is Gene Woodley. And he has room. He makes the catch. Long fly ball for the pitcher, Jackson, and two outs. Now the batter, Julian Javier. Javier, his first time up, popped up to second base. Started the game hitting 258 with four home runs and 28 runs batted in. Javier, intrigued with the way that Maury Wills has learned to switch it, might take it up himself. He's very fast. And, of course, batting from the left-hand side, he would have the advantage of the extra two steps towards first base. There's the first pitch to him, ball one outside. Also a bigger advantage, I think, hitting with a first baseman holding the runner on, giving the batter a tremendous hole to hit through in the right field. There's a pop-up going out into the shortstop area, back of third base. Charlie Neal now moving into foul territory, and he makes the catch for out number three. So in the inning, Bob Moorhead gets the Cardinals on three pop-ups. One of them a great catch, I should say, by Richie Ashburn in right center field. And in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. And the score at the end of two. The New York Mets 2, the St. Louis Cardinals 2. Well, two great nights. And right now, the action coming your way as Richie Ashburn comes to bat. The score tied at 2-2. Richie grounded out the third, his first time up. A good play by Boyer. And the first pitch by Jackson is inside, ball one. Pitch back to Richie, inside again, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Richie batting 296 for the year. Six home runs, 23 runs batted in. Jackson back to the plate, and this one is outside and high, ball three. So Ashburn a pitch away from picking up a walk. On deck batter, Rod Keneal. He'll be followed by Felix Mantilla. 2-2 game, top of the third. The 3-0 pitch to Ashburn. Strike called on the inside corner. From the bent over position, goes to work on the 3-1 pitch. And this one is inside for ball four. And as Richie goes down to first base, we'll take this opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY's Schenectady 810 on your dial, where the time is now 2 minutes past 10 o'clock. The temperature is 67 degrees.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. 2-2 game, but the Mets with a runner at first base and no one out. And the batter, Rod Keneal. Rod batting 281. And the right-hander sets for the first pitch. He takes in a strike call. Rod struck out his first time up. One of two struck out by Larry Jackson. At first base, and the right-hander back to Keneal. This time he misses low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Well, while we got a break in the action, I'd like to remind you that it's Rheingold Extra Dry bringing you all the action. Yes, sir, day in and day out, all season long, Rheingold Extra Dry brings you Mets baseball on radio and TV. There goes Ashburn, and the pitch is hit through the hole at shortstop. Going over the cover, Gotai. Here goes Ashburn, the third. He'll make it easily on a hit-and-run play, and holding at first base, Rod Keneal. A perfect hit-and-run play as Gotai moves over the cover on the hit-and-run, and Keneal hit it right through the shortstop position. And the Mets now with no one out and runners at first and third, and Felix Mantilla the batter. And time called as Gotai and Javier and Jackson talk it over in the mound. You can't play it any better than that. Neal, figuring correctly, got the right man to cover. Now Felix Mantilla, who grounded out to second base his first time up, batting 270. Infield back, no one out, and the first pitch to Felix, swung on and missed strike one. Larry Jackson now has given up four base hits. With the game tied at 2-2. Cardinals have had only two on Bob Moorhead. One strike pitch outside, ball one. Jackson missing just off the outside corner. Mantilla now looking down at Sally Heeman. Sally coaching at third base, former manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. Jackson into the stretch position, runners at first and third. A look at first and back to the plate, and this one is fouled down in the dirt for strike two. Count now, one ball, two strikes. Jackson taking all the time in the world to read his signs from Carl Sawatsky. Now takes one. And the 1-2 pitch to Mantilla. Hit up in the air to right field. Shallow right field. Charlie James there with Ashburn tagging up a third. Rocky Neal tagging it first. Here comes the throw in. And scoring from third base on the throw, Richie Ashburn. And the Mets go out in front. 3-2 as Rocky Neal holds at first base. Sacrifice fly for Felix Mantilla, a run driven in. That's his 39th of the year, and it brings up Gene Woodley. Gene bounced down to second base his first time up, 0 for 1, 239 average. Batter with one home run and 14 runs batted in. Mets leading now, 3-2, top of the third. Quick throw to first base, Caneo just back in time. Caneo goes, the pitch is hit on the ground. In the hole, through to right field. Here goes Caneal the third. He'll make it easily, and Woodling holds at first base with a base hit. So the Mets again with runners at first and third. They lead 3-2. One out, and Marv Stromberry, the batter. Hit and run play being used perfectly by the Mets here in this inning. The first one setting up the first run. As Caneal singled right through the shortstop position to move Ashburn all the way over to third, where he could score on the sacrifice fly by Felix Mantilla. Hits off Larry Jackson. Three runs in. And the batter, Marv Stromberry, who tripled the right field and scored the first run of the game for the Mets.
There's a drive to right center field. This will score a run. Bunt is over there. He makes the catch, but scored easily from third base after the catch. Rod Caneal, and the Mets now lead it 4-2. Holding at first base, Gene Woodley. That ball well hit by Marv Stromberry into right center field. Bunt coasting over, made the catch, but had no throw home. And now with two outs, Jim Hickman comes to bat. That run batted in for Marv is 21st of the year. And Jim, who drove his run in his last time up, looks inside for ball one. Hickman grounded out to shortstop. Kertai playing back had to go to first base to get Jim. And on the play, scoring from third base, Marv Stromberry. Hickman hits a hard smash down to Poyer, a two-hopper. He takes the option at second base to retire the side. 5-4 to pick up Woodling on the fourth play. But in the inning, the Mets go out in front by scoring two runs, set up by two hit and run plays.
There were two base hits, no errors, one man left. And the score at the end of two and a half innings of play, the Mets 4, the St. Louis Cardinals 2.
Leading off for the Cardinals in the bottom of the third. 4-2 in favor of the Mets. Moorhead back high with a changeup, ball two. Bill White grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Came on at 297. 15 home runs, 67 runs batted in. He's batting in the second position in the batting order tonight. Moorhead back and on the corner, strike one call. In the National League, Milwaukee 4, Cincinnati nothing at the end of two and a half. The Reds with a nine-game winning streak going. Change-up hit high in the air to left field. Gene Woodley moving in slowly, watching and waiting, and he puts it away. Out number one, and Kirk Flood comes to bat. In that Cincinnati-Milwaukee game, the master pitching for the Braves, he was just brought up from Denver, no, from Omaha. I get it right yet, from Louisville, where he was brought up from. This is his second start. He lost his first one, a tough one. Pitching now for the Reds, Wills. Here's Kirk Flood. And he takes the slider on the outside corner, strike one. San Francisco will play Los Angeles out on the coast. That game will start at 11 o'clock New York time. Now the windup and the pitch to Flood. Hit deep to left center field. Going back Ashford. He's not going to get to it. It's going up against the wall, bouncing off of the wall. Coming over now, Gene Woodley. Flood going to third base. Rounding now and held there as Johnny Key holds him up. A throw coming in from Woodley to Charlie Neal in a cutoff position was dropped. All runs saved so far. One on at third base with a triple. One out of the batter, Sam Musial. Stan, his 52nd this year. Here's
is the final. Minnesota 2, Cleveland 1. Fastball pitching a six hitter to win it. The losing pitcher was Perry. He also pitched a six hitter. But a home run by Allison in the top of the ninth inning won it for the Twins. Two outs now, and Carl Sawatsky, the batter. Carl lined out to center field his first time up. Ball dropped by Richie Ashburn. And he takes the first pitch to call strike. Charlie Neal showed a fine arm and a good play at shortstop on that last play on Sam. He had to move to his right against the defense of a left-handed batter, and he had to make the long throw. Bounce down to second base, the two-hopper, Camille in, and over to first base to retire the side. In the inning for the Cardinals, one run on one hit, a triple by Kurt Flood, driven in on Sam Usual's ground ball to short. There were no errors and no one left, and the score now at the end of three innings of play, the Mets 4, the St. Louis Cardinals 3. Now, as he moves to the top of the fourth inning, once again, here's Bob Murphy.
Thank you very much, Ralph. The New York Mets have Clarence Choo-Choo Coleman coming up to lead off against right-hander Larry Jackson in the top of the fourth inning. Choo-Choo hit a hard line drive into right field for a base hit his last time up. And when right fielder Charlie James tried to shoestring it, it couldn't. It went for a triple. This time he tries to run and drag a bunt and misses strike one. Baltimore, the Kansas City A's pushed over a run in the top of the 10th inning. They now lead the Orioles 2-1, Birds hitting last half of the 10th. The Yankees are hitting in the last of the 10th inning in New York with a chance to win it. That game tied White Sox 3 and the Yankees 3. Here's the windup pitch to Choo-Choo, and it's off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Outside corner, Coleman lets it go and the count, two balls and one strike. Those of you joining us late, the Mets snapped their losing streak by winning the opener 1-0. Val Jackson hurled his third shutout of the year, investing Bob Gibson. Ball three outside, and now Larry Jackson is behind on Coleman, 3-1. Neal waiting on deck, and then Bob Moorhead. Night game tomorrow night, doubleheader on Sunday. Swing and a miss, and he really gave that one a ripple. Dan Landis has to move out now and dust off the plate after that hard swing by Choo-Choo Coleman. He wound up standing on the plate. Count 3-2. Now Jackson double pumps. Down comes the right arm and it's foul back into the screen. No play. Weatherman forecasting possible showers for later this evening. Today was a beautiful day here in St. Louis. Usually when they talk about baseball in St. Louis in July and August, they talk about sizzling hot weather. Usually that talk is true, but this time the Mets had the good fortune to arrive in St. Louis under ideal weather conditions. 3-2 delivery. Ground ball hit down the first baseline. Bill White grabs the hop. He'll make the play himself, retiring Coleman. One down. One away now in the fourth inning, and up to hit will be Charlie Neal. Charlie was pressed into action when Elio Chacon wrenched the knee in the first game. And he came up with a great play in the ninth inning to help protect that 1-0 lead. Line drive hit foul deep down the right field line. That's going into the upper deck. Charlie singled to right field, driving in New York's second run of the game in the second inning. Mets lead 4-3. Ball hit the shortstop. Julio Gotay pegs on to Bill White, getting Charlie Neal. Nobody on now in the top of the fourth inning. Batting for the second time will be the pitcher of the New York Mets, right-hander Bob Moorhead. Rheingold Extra Dry, happy to be sending you the play-by-play account from St. Louis. Baseball in St. Louis in July and August, they talk about sizzling hot weather. And usually that talk is true, but this time the Mets had the good fortune to arrive in St. Louis under ideal weather conditions. 3-2 delivery. Ground ball hit down the first baseline. Bill White grabs the hop. He'll make the play himself, retiring Coleman. One down. One away now in the fourth inning, and up to hit will be Charlie Neal. Charlie was pressed into action when Elio Chacon wrenched the knee in the first game. And he came up with a great play in the ninth inning to help protect that 1-0 lead. Line drive hit foul deep down the right field line. That's going into the upper deck. Charlie singled to right field, driving in New York's second run of the game in the second inning. Lead 4-3. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Hop taken by Julio Gotay. He pegs on to Bill White, getting Charlie Neal. Two outs, nobody on now in the top of the fourth inning. Batting for the second time will be the pitcher of the New York Mets, right-hander Bob Moorhead. Extra Dry, happy to be sending you the play-by-play account from St. Louis. Momentum, winds and pitches, and he's right in there again. Strike two call. Two strike pitch to Moorhead. He holds up, and it was a slow curve that's in and over for a call third strike. So Jackson gets Bob Moorhead on three pitches. His third strikeout in four innings. Side out in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And now at the end of three and a half innings, the score in the nightcap of 2, Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. And now timeout. Fourth inning, the St. Louis Cardinals will have their right fielder, Charlie James, facing Bob Moorhead. New York won the first game 1-0. Al Jackson winning his fifth of the year, and three of his five wins have been shutouts. Earlier this year, you'll recall, down in Houston, he pitched a brilliant one-hit shutout. The only hit he gave up was a single, and that was in the first inning with one man down. He then went on to pitch no-hit ball for 8 2/3 innings. Slider on the outside corner, a call strike to Charlie James. James lined a single to left field his first time up. Now Bob Moorhead winds some pitches. He took something off of that one, swung and foul tip. Just barely got a piece of it, and the count strike two. Ken Boyer waiting to bat next, and then Julio Gotay. 6, 7, and 8 in the Redbird batting order here in the last of the fourth inning.
In comes his pitch, and it's a fly ball. It's a short center field. Out goes Rad Caneal. Rad is there, and he makes the catch for the out. Ball hit right off the end of the bat. Now, before Ken Boyer steps in to hit, we'll step out for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady 810 on your radio dial, where the time now is 28 minutes before 11 o'clock.
And Lindsey Nelson from St. Louis. One away and nobody on. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Ken Boyer is up. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Boyer hit a pop-up taken by Mantilla, his first time at bat. Ken leads the Cardinals in home runs and runs batted in, batting at 298 on the year. Outside and low, one ball, one strike. Up. In comes his pitch. Slider off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. They're in the last of the 11th in New York now. White Sox and Yankees tied 3-3. Buddy Daly pitching for New York. Turk Lown for the White Sox. New York has had three pitchers in the game. Chicago has had four in the game. Ball three outside. Moorhead behind on Boyer. 3-1. For a double play. Kick of the leg, pitched by Moorhead, a blue pit foul off the post to the right, up into the crowd, and the count strike one. Against Larry Jackson. Richie made an amazing play in the outfield to rob Gotye of a base hit. Line drive hit hard to right center, a base hit. Hustling over goes Charlie James into right center. He's up with it, and Richie takes the turn with a single. That's base hit number six, given up by Larry Jackson. And it brings up Rod Keneal. Rod drilled a base hit on a hit-and-run play into left field in the third inning, chasing Ashburn around to third. Beautiful hit-and-run play. They pulled it off just perfectly. Gotye broke to cover second. And Keneal hit the ball right back through his vacated position and into left field for a clean hit. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball in there. Strike one call. Third to guard against the possibility of a bunt. White holds against the runner. Pitch out, but nothing was on. Carl Sawatsky, anticipating the Mets would have a play on, asked Larry Jackson to pitch out. Now the count is even at one ball, one strike on Rod Keneal. Now Jackson in the set position. And lobs the ball over to Bill White. Next pitch, a line drive, loop towards short left center. Out goes Gotye. Can't get it. It's a base hit. Ashburn is on his way to third. Musial's peg comes into second. And the Mets have runners on first and third. And it looked for a moment as though Gotye might be able to reach it in shallow left center, but it dropped in for a Texas League single. Now the Mets have runners on first and third, nobody out. Keneal getting his second hit. Batter is Felix Mantilla. Jackson wants Carl Sawatsky to come out and get together with him for a moment. They send a sign down to the bullpen for Bob DeLiva to start warming up again. Conference, and as that powwow breaks up, Javier, the second baseman, comes in. They want to be ready for anything here. Well, the Baltimore Orioles scored two runs in the last of the 10th inning to pull a game out of the fire and beat Kansas City 3-2. Wilhelm the winner, McDevitt the loser. Kansas City had tallied one of the 10th to go out in front. Pitch to Mantilla. He takes it low. One ball and no strikes. They're in the 12th inning at Yankee Stadium now. White Sox and Yankees tied 3-3. Cardinals have the infield halfway. The pitch by Larry Jackson. A swing and a miss by Felix. One ball and one strike. Bob DeLiva down on the Cardinal bullpen, cranking up. Jackson has been reached for a total of 7 hits by the Mets. The 1-1 delivery, ground ball hit down to third, taken by Boyer, and they have Ashburn hung up in a rundown. Sawatsky runs Ritchie back gives to Boyer. Boyer runs into the plate, throws the ball to Jackson. Jackson runs him back toward third and makes the tag. But a good job in the rundown by Ritchie Ashburn. The minute he saw that the runners had reached second and third, he then stopped and took the tag. Real good job in the rundown by Ashburn. And the Mets wind up with runners on second and third. Mantilla going all the way around to second on the fielder's choice. Rod Keneal moving over to third. The play went from Boyer to Sawatsky to Boyer to Jackson. Now Gene Woodling is up with runners on second and third, one down. And the Cardinals bring the infield in. Mets out in front, 4-3. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Casey Smith trying to sweep two. They won the first one, 1-0 on a shutout by Jackson. Larry Jackson winding. Down comes his pitch. Way inside. A good save by Big Carl Sawatsky. He went sliding on his shin guards off to his right to get under that one. Bobby Shands has joined DeLiba in the bullpen. Swing and a miss on a curve. One ball, one strike to Gene Woodling. Gene has one hit at two times up. He singled to right field in the third inning. Rod Keneal leading off third. Felix Mantilla off second. The infield is in. Taking off the knees. Ball two. 2-1 now on Gene Woodling. From Remsen Corners, Ohio, waiting. And it's low inside, ball three, 3-1. Mara Thornberry waiting on deck. Larry Jackson came down off the mound. He thought he had a strike on that last pitch, and he yelled something to Stan Landis. Pitch, a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and the count now is full at 3-2. Now the payoff pitch to Gene Woodling. It's hit hard down to first, taken by Bill White. He holds the runners, steps on first, retiring Woodling. A low, hard smash hit by Gene Woodling, taken on the first hop by Bill White. Runners barely had time to take a single step before that ball was in the glove of Bill White. Jim Hickman. And so Mara Thornberry is receiving the intentional pass. They'll concede him first base and give Larry Jackson, a right-hander, a right-hand hitter to face. This will be the second walk given up by Larry Jackson. He walked Ashburn in the third inning. So the bases are loaded as Jim Hickman comes up. Jim 0 for 2 has been thrown out by the shortstop and bounced into a fourth play started by Ken Boyer. White Sox are out in the 12th without scoring. Game tied 3-3. New York hitting last half of the 12th. Now the batter is Jim Hickman with the bases loaded here, two men down. Larry Jackson winds and pitches a ground ball, hits the shortstop. Big hop for Gotay, and he whips over to Javier for the fourth play that ends the inning. That's threatened, but failed to score in their half of the fifth inning. No run. left on. So we've come halfway at the end of four and a half innings to score. Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. My beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Now the Cardinals will have Larry Jackson coming out to face Bob Moorhead in the last half of the fifth inning. Jackson 0 for 1. He flied to left field his first time up. Angeles tonight as they open that crucial series. Juan Marichal for the Giants, Johnny Padres for the Dodgers. Dodgers start the series one game in front. Foul ball off his ankle, strike two. The Dodgers will have Padres in the opener and Drysdale in the last game of the series. By Moorhead outside and high, one ball and two strikes. Well, the Washington Senators are enjoying probably the biggest night of their young career, the new Washington Senators. They beat the Red Sox 11-2 in the first game tonight. They have just scored six runs in the sixth inning of the second game and now lead 14-0. A foul ball back out of play. A six-run in the sixth inning, Ken Hamlin hit a grand slam home run. New York 4, St. Louis 3. And the Mets won the first game 1-0. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Larry Jackson fanned by Bob Moorhead. They've gone halfway in the second game in Philadelphia, and the Phillies lead Pittsburgh 1-0 at the end of 4.5. Philadelphia won the first game from Pittsburgh tonight by a score of 5-3 with Dallas Green besting Harvey Haddix. Moorhead's delivery tries to bunt. It's a foul ball off. No play. One ball, one strike. Jackson blanked the Cardinals in the first game. He now has shut out the Phillies, the Colt 45s, and the Cardinals. Pitching 1-1. Right in there at the knees, a breaking ball for a call strike. 1-2. Let's have the infield just about straight away. Charlie Neal maybe a stride toward the hole at short. And the outfield straight away. Asks for time, and he gets out of the batter's box for a moment. He plants that back foot right on the restraining line. Swings the bat right down on the knob. Moorhead over the head. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball way outside. No damage done. That one went to the backstop. So the count is even now at 2-2. Now 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he struck Javier out. Real good slider by Moorhead, and Javier went after it, broke away from the plate. Strikeout number 2 for Bob Moorhead. 2 outs, nobody on now in the last half of the fifth inning. nobody on. The batter now is Bill White, the first baseman. He holds up on his swing and nicks it foul, strike one. White, two for two in the game, an infield hit past the mound, and a triple to deep left center field. Check that, we were giving you Kirk Blood's figures. White is 0 for 2. He's grounded out, fly to left. There's a line drive going into left field for a solid base hit. Gene Woodling running toward the line. White goes down at first, takes the turn, and holds up. He's had some troubles running because of a muscle pull. So that is the fourth hit for the St. Louis Cardinals off Bob Moorhead. And it brings up the center fielder, Kirk Flood. Flood, 2 for 2, infield hit and a triple. Tying run on first base, two down, last half of the fifth inning. Down comes the pitch, and it's outside and low. It's all over in New York. The Yankees won it. The last of the 12th inning on a home run by Dale Long. Final score 4-3. Buddy Daly the winner, and Turk Lown the losing pitcher. Yankees 4-8-1, Chicago 3-5-0. Throw to first, not in time. Dale Long, who was recently acquired from the Washington Senators for pinch hitting duties, delivers a game-winning home run. In comes the pitch, and it's outside and low. Ball two, 2-0 now on Kirk Flood. Checking with Johnny Keene, his manager, on the Lions of third. See if he has the green light to hit. Bill White on first, two men down. A throw to first, not in time. Jim Hickman, Charlie Neal, Felix Pantilla, and Marv Cronberry have driven into four runs for New York. A little bit high on a fastball, all three. So Bob Moorhead is getting on the verge of some very serious trouble here. Behind on Flood, 3-0. White on first, and Musial waiting on deck. Now Moorhead off the stretch. Down comes his pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 3-1. So now Kirk Flood, once again, will have to be checking with his manager, Johnny Keene. To follow the strategy here was Stan the Man waiting on deck. Moorhead behind to the hitter, 3-1. Now Bill White edging off first. Down comes the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, a breaking ball. And the count is full now, 3-2. Taking all away on the last two pitches, trying to get two men on for Stan Musial. Moorhead into the set position. White will be running. There he goes, the pitch. He struck him out, swinging. Beautiful comeback by Bob Moorhead. He was behind on Kirk Flood, 3-0, and he comes back to strike him out. So Moorhead struck out the side in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Five innings complete, and the score in St. Louis, the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. In the sixth inning, the New York Mets will be sending up Clarence Choo-Choo Coleman to face Larry Jackson. Mets opened up with a good threat against Larry Jackson in the last inning, but Jackson took a hitch in his belt and pitched down at the jam. New York had back-to-back hits by Ashburn and Keneal starting off the fifth inning. Now Choo-Choo hitting. He has a triple at stands up. A line drive right at the feet of the second baseman, Javier, who catches the ball in the air. A low line drive retires Clarence Coleman, one away and nobody on. Charlie Neal singled to right field in the second, driving home Juju Coleman with the second run of the game for New York. Charlie then grounded out short to first. In the fourth inning, he's one hit and two times up. Ball one is outside and low. Neal has looked real good at shortstop. Made a key play in the ninth inning of the opening game to help protect the 1-0 lead for Al Jackson and the New York Mets. Check swing and a foul ball over into the Mets dugout. Even 1-1 on Charlie Neal. Bob Moorhead will be hitting next. Richie Ashburn coming out to the circle. 1-1 pitch by Jackson. Outside and high. Neal taking in the count 2-1. Kirk Flood, the Cardinal center fielder, not figuring on Neal to pull against Larry Jackson. He's playing him deep, but he's playing him over toward right center. Now Sally Hemus and Cookie Lavagetta talking up on the coaching line. Pitching 2-1. Outside and low, it's ball 3-1. Charlie checking with Coach Sally Hemus. Relaying the signs along from skipper Casey Stengel. Pitching 3-1. Line drive hit hard to right field. Running over is James. He makes the catch. That ball really stung by Neal, but it stayed up. It was hit hard enough to stay up. And it was caught by James. Now before Bob Moorhead comes up to hit, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for a comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from St. Louis. The hitter is Bob Moorhead in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Ball one outside and low. Jackson winds and pitches. Ground ball hammered toward the hole, and that's a base hit going into left field. Bob Moorhead with a ground single is through the hole and into left field. And there's a base hit that Bob Moorhead will long remember because that is his first Major League base hit. All three men up against Jackson here in the sixth inning and hit the ball hard. Juju Coleman started off with a low liner right at Javier, and he caught it. Then Neal hit a hard line drive to right field that Charlie James caught. Richie Ashburn, one hit and two times up. He also has drawn a walk. Ball one. Richie hitting at 298. At the end of one, the Mets then tied it. Mets went ahead 4-2. Outside and low, 2-2 now on Richie Ashburn. The Mets have out-hit the Cardinals in this game, 8-4. Their lead, though, is just one run, 4-3. Pitching 2-2. He lets it go, an off-speed pitch outside. Ball three. Full count 3-2. So now the Mets hurler, Bob Moorhead, will be in action. He'll be running on 3-2 with two men down. Full count 3-2. Forehead, in comes the pitch, and it's ball four. Ashburn walks. Second time in the game Richie has walked, and Richie now has been on base three times in a row. That's the third walk surrendered by Larry Jackson, and it brings up Rod Keneal. Hot Rod has struck out, single to left, and single to left center with a Texas Wigger. So Keneal is 2-for-3 in the game. Hitting at 286. A high fly ball hit the left field fairly deep. Back goes Musial. He's under it. And Stan makes the catch that retires the side. In the sixth inning, New York, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And now at the end of 5.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 3. Now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I've been out with my truck for a week on the road and was heading on home with a 10-ton load. The trip was long. It felt good to get back. Then I went for a smoke and found an empty sack. I asked for my brand at a diner I know. The man said,
all out of yours, try these, Joe.
Now, I only smoke filters, but these were too light.
But a cute little waitress set things right.
Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong.
Not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Now I smoke Viceroy, and it must be fate because that waitress and I have a wedding date.
Ah, that's right.
So now I know when I'll take all bets. If you smoke all 7 filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong.
Some too light.
But Viceroy's got
taste that's right.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Now Stan Musial comes out to face Bob Moorhead in the last half of the sixth inning. Stan leading the National League and batting with a .350 average. Stan appeared as a pinch hitter in the first game and got a base hit. In this game, Musial has drawn a walk and grounded out short to first. And of course, as all New York National League baseball fans recall, the last time the Cardinals were in New York in the four-game series to Polo Grounds in the fourth and last game of the series, Stan had 3 home runs in the one game. Marked the second time in his tremendous career that he's had 2 homers in one game, and he had also had 4 home runs in 4 consecutive times at bat. Counting one in the first game that won it for the Redbirds, 3-2, a pitching duel between Ray Washburn and Craig Anderson, and then 3 in the second game, his first 3 times up. A broadcasting partner, Ralph Kiner, the only player to hit home runs 4 consecutive times, and that's more than one. So Musial gets a big hand as he comes on now to hit in the last of the sixth inning. .722 attending tonight's doubleheader. Weather has been beautiful. Musial being played around to right, and the pitch to Stan is inside and low, ball one. Musial, Sawatsky, and James, the men coming up for the Cardinals in the last half of the sixth inning. Up Jeff, in comes the pitch. A little bit high, it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The big game is underway in Los Angeles. The Giants did not score against Johnny Padres in the first. Now the Dodgers will hit against Juan Marichal. Way outside, ball three. Moorhead quickly behind on Musial, 3-0. Anticipate drawing about 150,000 for the three games in Los Angeles. Ironically enough, the single game record crowd of the new Dodger Stadium is held by the Angels. A little over 53,000 they drew for a game against the Yankees. 3-0 pitch. That's been a call strike, and Stan took it. 3-1. Musial with a real hot streak over the last 10 games has climbed past Tommy Davis to lead the National League in batting. Bob Moorhead pitching 3-1. Ball four outside and Musial one. So the Cardinals have the potential tying run on first. Nobody out in the last half of the sixth inning. Now Casey makes a sign down toward his bullpen. Some warm-up action underway with Ray Daddio starting to loosen up. Carl Sawatsky hit a hard line drive to center that popped out of Ashburn's glove for an error in the first and was thrown out by Rod Keneal in the third inning. So Sawatsky 0-2 in the game. Husky left-hand batter hitting at 274. Down comes the pitch. In the dirt, bounds away, Coleman on it quickly. No advance on the lines by Stan the Man. Charlie James, the right fielder on deck, and then Ken Boyer, the third baseman. New York, 4 runs on 8 hits. St. Louis, 3 runs on 4 hits. Sawatsky is up high, ball two, 2-0. Managers will say that one of the main indications to them that a pitcher starts to get tired usually is when he starts to get wild high. His arm gets a little bit heavy, a little bit tired, and he doesn't have the leverage to get that ball down low, down around the knees. That's usually one of the very first things they'll watch for. Right now, Casey is perched right on top of the dugout, watching Moorhead very carefully. Pitching 2-0, and he's high, ball three. Throw to first, not in time. Now Johnny Keene has Dal Maxville warming up in the bullpen if any wants to hit for Julio Gotay. Tie, batting eighth in the order. Moorhead has gone behind on Sawatsky, 3-0. Here's his pitch. Low at ball four, and he walked him on four pitches. Now the infield of the Mets starts to converge on the mound to give Moorhead a chance to rest for a moment. And coming on to hit will be the right fielder, Charlie James. Cardinals trailing by just one. 4-3. We're in the last of the sixth inning. Bob Moorhead has now walked four, struck out three, allowed 3 runs, 4 hits. But now he has to dig himself out of a tough hole with runners on first and second, nobody out. Wait for a moment while the bat boy takes the soft baseball cap down to Carl Sawatsky and secures the batting helmet. Now the Mets are looking for the bunt. Bob Moorhead slowing himself up a great deal, weighing over over each pitch very carefully now as he tries to work his way out of a jam. And now Choo-Choo Coleman goes out to the mound.
Senators leading by a score of 14-0 over the Boston Red Sox. good outfit going for Washington, Cisco, Charter for Boston, Nicholson to six, Johnson, Locke, and Hamlin at home in the ballgame. And in Detroit, going to the top of the eighth, it is the Los Angeles Angels, one Detroit Tigers, one Gerber against Gary, homers by Bilko and Cash. And once again, here is Bob Murphy.
Lindsay, Charlie James, the hitter with a count of 2-0. Should he walk, the walk would be charged to Bob Moorhead. Now, Daddy-O up in pitching position, delivers a fastball over, strike one call. Boyer, the on-deck batter, and then Gotay. Bobby Chan warming up in the bullpen to be ready should Johnny Keene need a pinch hitter for Larry Jackson. Mets lead 4-3, but the Cardinals with two men on, nobody out. Around the bunt, tries and misses, strike two. Now it's 2-2 on Johnny James, and let's see if they have him try to bunt the third strike.
Jackson.
This time, Red is batting left-handed against Ray Davio. Red hitting a 350 on the year and 381 as a pinch hitter. Looks like he's got quite a shot at the pinch hitting record. National League record is 22 hits for the year by Sam Leslie. Durable Days Philly set the Major League record just a couple of years ago for the Orioles with 24. Pitch to Shandies is up high. One ball and no strike. Left-handed against right-hander Ray Davio. Newfield and Sawatsky take lead. Then comes the pitch. Too high, it's ball two. Davio behind now on G&D's 2-0.
Sacrifice by the right to score a run and hit into a fourth play.
And
Dal Maxwell has gone into the ballgame at shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals. As Larry Jackson is into the windup and the pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Maxwell, of course, if you're keeping a scorecard, will bat number 8 in the batting order for the St. Louis Cardinals. There is a pitch low for ball two. Bending from the waist and looking in for a sign. Carl Sawatsky has it now. Here's the windup and the pitch for on and felt it fouled on the left field line. A long drive. A wallop into the stands down the left field corner. Given a good long ride by Felix Mantilla. The Mets are leading in the ballgame by a score of 4-3, and the Mets won the first game by a score of 1-0, shutting out the St. Louis Cardinals. Left-hander Al Jackson chalking up his third shutout victory of this season. That in itself is quite an accomplishment. Here is a 2-1 pitch to Mantilla. Far on, and it's a fly ball to center field. Kurt Flood ranges over. He's underneath waiting, and he takes it for the out. So Mantilla has flied to center one away, and that will bring up Gene Woodling. Woodling is batting cleanup in the batting order for manager Casey Stengel tonight. He is grounded out, single, popped out, 1-3. Official paid attendance here tonight, 18,722. Winning is a left-hand batter as right-hander Larry Jackson winds and fires, and he takes it tight for ball one. We'll be on the air tomorrow night on radio and television at 8:55 p.m. New York time with a single Saturday night game between the Mets and the Cardinals. A swing and a drive up the middle for a base hit for Gene Woodling. Kurt Flood is coming over, receives it, fires it back in. Woodling turns and holds at first with his second base hit of the evening. And Marv Thornberry is coming up. Marv tripled in the second inning, had a sacrifice fly to center to drive in a run in the third and walks in the fifth. Bob Miller is working in the bullpen now for the New York Mets. Here is the pitch to Thornberry. High and away for ball one. Here is the pitch. It's high. It's in there for a called strike. Bob DeLiva is working in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals. One ball and one strike to count now to Marv Thornberry at the plate for the Mets. Larry Jackson checks, and now Thornberry steps out, and Charles Swatsky going out to the mound. Game, the St. Louis Cardinals scored first, getting two runs in the bottom half of the first inning, but the Mets came right back in the top of the second to get two themselves on a triple by Thornberry, an infield out which scored a run by Jim Hickman, and a triple by Clarence Coleman, and Charlie Neal singled him home. At that point, it was tied 2-2, and the Mets got two more in the top of the third. And Ashton walked, and Rod Keneal on a hit-and-run play sent him all the way to third. Set to work again here. Here's the pitch for on. It's a high fly ball to center field. That is sending Flood back in the warning track. He is at the wall, and he is waiting and takes it for the out. A long wallop out into right center field. Whittling halfway on the fly ball. Comes back to the bag at first. But Thornberry got a hold of that one. Gave it a long ride. Two away. And Jim Hickman's coming up. Top of the third, the Mets got their second base of runs when Mantilla had a sacrifice fly to bring Ashburn home. And Gene Woodling singled. Pending Keneal's third, and Marv Thornberry had a sacrifice fly to bring in the second run. So Mets are leading here by a score of 4-3. Hickman swings and sends the ground ball to third. Ken Boyer has it placed in Javier at second for the fourth. To retire the side. So in the top of the seventh, the New York Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of 6 1/2 innings of play, the score is The New York Mets 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 3.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy a cold Rheingold while Peter Nero plays the Rheingold Rhapsody.
Short. A high hop taken by Charlie Neal, Southampton over to Marv Thornberry in time.
Javier grounded out. You have to cut that ball loose when Javier is the man going down at first baseline because he can fly. Two-way, nobody on, and Bill White coming up. 1-for-3 in this ball game. They're batting him number 2 in the batting order in this game. Bob DeLiva has completed his warm-up. He has a jacket on. He's walking on in toward the Cardinal dugout. At Cincinnati, Don Pavletti, catcher by trade, has hit a 2-run homer in the bottom half of the 6th inning. So that it's all even. The Milwaukee Braves and the Cincinnati Reds at 5-5. The Reds battling back. 1-9 straight. Pitch is inside to Bill White for ball one. We'll be on the air here Sunday with a doubleheader between the Cards and the Mets at 1:55 p.m. New York time. That will conclude the current road trip of the New York Mets. As if it's thrown out and popped up towards the right side of the infield, and Rod Caneal has called for it. He makes the catch for the out. That retires the side as Davio comes on here to get the Cardinals out in order in the bottom half of the 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of 7 full innings of play in St. Louis, the score is the New York Mets 4 and the St. Louis Cardinals 3. The Mets will be coming home to the Polo Grounds next Wednesday night against the Philadelphia Phillies and next Thursday afternoon against the Phils. Cincinnati Reds will be coming in for 5 games in 3 days. Next Friday night, 1 week from tonight, a single game at the Polo Grounds. As Gordon Coleman, Beta Benson, Mike Robinson, Joey Jay, Bob Perkey, and company will be coming in for Cincinnati, and they'll be in for a doubleheader on Saturday afternoon, Rheingold Day, and then they'll be in on Sunday for a doubleheader also. Tickets are now on sale for all future games of the New York Mets, including Dan Musial Night on the 17th of August and Gil Hodges Night on the 24th of August. Bob DeLiva has come on now in relief of Larry Jackson for the Cardinals. And Jackson worked 7 innings in which he gave up 4 runs on 9 hits. Struck out 3 and walked 2. Mets is Clarence Choo Choo Coleman here in the top half of the 8th inning. He tripled and later scored in the top of the 2nd, grounded out to 1st in the 4th, lined out to Javier at 2nd, a sharp line drive in the 6th. It is a swing and a ground ball, a little number right back to the mound, taken by DeLiva, and he throws on to White in time. White is out, pitcher to 1st. One away, nobody on, and Charlie Neal coming up. Charlie Neal came in to replace Elio Chacon in the 7th inning. Now the 1st game, he came in as a pinch runner and stayed in the ballgame at shortstop at Chacon's position, and so Charlie Neal was started at short, and this the 2nd game, and has played the entire game there. DeLiva with a wind up in the pitch, thrown out to ground ball to the right of 2nd base. Javier gets it, bobbles it once, throws on, but not in time. He beat it out. Javier dropped it and picked it up the 2nd time and played it on, and not in time to get Charlie Neal. It is an error on Javier. Over, he got the ball squared, but just popped out of his glove. He dribbled it once and threw it right on, but that was just enough time for Charlie Neal to beat it out by a half step. So here comes Ray Davio up for his first time in this ball game. Bob Moorhead, incidentally, his last time up, got a base hit, his first in the major league. Mets lead by a score of 4-3. In there for a call strike. Ken Boyer at 3rd came way in, about 40 feet from the plate, in anticipation of a bunt attempt by Davio here with 1 man out. Bob DeLiva into the stretch and the pitch. He squares the bunt, it's a curveball, one away, gets away, and moving on to 2nd is Charlie Neal. Sawatsky throws, but to no avail. So Charlie Neal moves to 2nd. Pitch. So the effect of the attempted sacrifice has been achieved. Now it is one ball and one strike to Davio. Going to the bottom of the third at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. It's the Dodgers 3 and the Giants nothing. Fastball swung on, and it's a high fly ball to right. Taken way back there by James, and holding it second is Charlie Neal. No advance. Davio got a hold of that one. Polak is way out there in the warning track. Where it's taken by James. Two ways.
Charlie Neal still at second, and Richie Ashburn is coming up. Ashburn has been on base the last three times. Grounded out, walk, single, and walk.
Johnny Keene getting the defense shifted now on Ashburn, and here's the pitch side for ball one. He is moving his shortstop, Maxville, over into the hole, and he is moving Ken Boyer over near the line, and he is moving his center fielder, Kurt Flood, in and over toward left field. And the pitch is in there for a call strike to Ashburn to run it to 1-1. Cardinals 3 with the Mets batting here in the top half of the 8th inning. DeLiva stretches in check. Here's a pitch. Swung on and drill back to the mouth. Knocked down by DeLiva. And now shortstop Maxwell throws on to first. Not in time to get Ashburn. He's safe. Ball was knocked down and deflected by pitcher Bob DeLiva. And it was taken by Maxwell, and he threw on, but not in time. And it's scored as a base hit. Richie Ashburn, his second of this game, and he has been on base four consecutive times. Moving to third, of course, Charlie Neal. They run at first and third. And Rod Keneal is coming up. Kowalski has called time, and he's gone out to check with DeLiva. Ray Washburn is still throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals. Position at shortstop now. Kowalski back behind the plate. Hot Rod Keneal steps into the batter's box. Runners lead at first and third. The pitch is on the way. Swung on, it's a ground ball going through the hole into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal has come out to score, and Ashton moves to second base. Single to right and a run batted in for the Hot Rodder. It's his third base hit of this ball game. Now lead by a score of 5-3 in this game. Getting that one off DeLiva in relief of Jackson. And Felix Mantilla is up with runners at first and second. And two men out. Mantilla has grounded out on the sacrifice fly. Fielded choice and by the center. Here's the pitch to the right hand batter. Swung on and foul back onto the screen out of play for strike one. Pitches on the way, and it's outside for ball 1-1. And Mantilla with Gene Woodling next up for the Mets. Well, Bobby Shantz is up and throwing again in the bullpen now for the Cardinals. That pitch is low for ball. Scheduled to pitch tomorrow night for the New York Mets, and either Ray Sadecki or Don Ferrucci is nominated for the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's 2-1 pitch. That's outside. It's 3-1. Felix Mantilla. Getting a sign from Sally Hemus, the coach at third. Sign man. Into the stretch position. The pitch to Mantilla. Low, he walked in, and the bases are loaded with Woodling coming up. That is the first walk given up by DeLiva. Jackson walked two during his tenure in the ballgame. It is Ashburn at third base. Rod Keneal at second base. Felix Mantilla at first base. And Woodling at the plate. He is 2-4 in this game. Grounded out, single. That's free space and single. The Mets lead 5-3 with one run in here in the top of the eighth. Pitch to Whittling is in there for a call, strike one. Stan Landis is the umpire behind the plate. Curveball cut on and full foul. Fielded by Cookie LaLegetta in the coaching box this series. So it's a two-strike count to Whittling as DeLiva tried the slow curve on him that time. Side from Sawatsky. As it works with the windup and the pitch is low and inside. It has Sawatsky down in the dirt digging it up, but he got it in his 1-2. Whittling in his crouch as the pitch comes in. It is belted into right field. Charlie James coming on and makes the catch. Up the line drive into right field off the bat. I'm seeing Whittling. The ball well, and in the top half of the eighth inning, the Mets got one run on two hits. There was one error and three men left on base. So at the end of 7 1/2 innings of play, the score is New York Mets 5 and the St. Louis Cardinals 3. Going through the rule book the other day, we dug up a Rheingold riddle for all you baseball fans. Now, you may know that when a base runner is hit by a batted ball, the batter automatically gets credit for a hit and the runner is automatically out. But who gets the credit for the put out? Think about that one. Well, if you know your baseball, as so many of you do, of course, that the fielder nearest the runner gets the credit for the put out. And if you know your beer, as so many of you do, you'll surely know this. Two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold has a taste no other beer can match. Tell you that Rheingold is through the long, slow, costly way for a taste that brisk and bright, clean, clear through. But why not find that out for yourself? Enjoy a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry tonight, along with the game. Here is a defensive change for the New York Mets. It is Joe Christopher in left field in place of Gene Whittling. Casey Stengel made the same defensive change in the first game, replacing Frank Thomas with Joe Christopher. Going to the bottom half of the eighth, St. Louis Cardinals have Kurt Flood, right-hand batter up to lead off, the number three man in the batting order. He is singled and tripled in this ball game. Facing Ray Davio, who is working in relief of Bob Moorhead. Into the windup, and the pitch is high and away for ball one. What a single, triple, and struck out swinging. That ball is in there for Carl Strike. It's 1-1. Ball game. He had a pitch single in the first game, and he's on the appearance. Muzio is under the stretch as Kurt Flood leads it first. The pitch to Muzio, swung on and missed, strike one. The crowd has certainly come alive here at Busch Stadium at this moment. Savio looking way in to get that sign from catcher Choo-Choo Coleman. Into the stretch as Flood leads his first as a throw over. It's not in time, it's low and was dug up by Thornberry. Bill Hunter is throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Left hander, Bill Hunter. Savio now. Checks Flood at first. The pitch to Muzio. Swung on and foul back and out of play. It's a two strike count to Muzio.
Cardinals have good speed on. So they sit with Kurt Flood at first, and Minnie Minoso, Kurt Flood at second, and Minnie Minoso at first. Charlie James is at the plate with one man out. Right-hand hitter, 1-3 in this ball game. Davio checks at first and second. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. James was the first man faced by Ray Davio when he came out in relief. Count of two balls and no strikes. He came in and struck James out.
Victory, his third shutout of this season. takes a moment here to go to the rosin bag. Now he has a sign. And the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. Count holds at 1-2. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Met station. The time, 1 minute past 12 midnight.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanter and Bob Murphy in St. Louis. As James is waiting for the 1-2 pitch, it's on the way, swung on, and has a drive to deep left field. Here. Maxwell's up for his first time in the ball game. One man out, boy on the base runner at second. As the Cardinals lead by a score of 6-5. Pitch is inside for ball one.
Game.
6, Mets 5. The Mets won the first game by a score of 1-0, shutting out the Cardinals, and the Mets led for most of this one. Delevis pitches for Swan, belting down the left field line. It's a fair ball. It's going through the bullpen all the way down to the corner. Hickman rounds first. He's on his way to second. It's run down out there by Musial, relayed in and holding at second with a line shot double down the line. Here's Jim Hickman to keep the hopes of the Mets alive here in the top half of the ninth inning. He represents potential tying run with Choo-Choo Coleman coming up. Coleman had a triple in the top half of the second. Grounded out to first base in the fourth, lined out to second base in the sixth, and rolled out pitcher to first in the eighth inning. Left-hand batter. And now Johnny Keene running out to the mound to check with his pitcher, Bob DeLever. He's got a left hand and a right hand already out there in the bullpen. Chance and McDaniel if he thinks relief is needed here. Going to go to the bullpen. Johnny Keene is going to go to the bullpen for Lindy McDaniel, who tosses the ball on back and is walking in now. So it will be Lindy McDaniel coming on in relief of DeLever. Daniel is coming on here. We'll take a look at scores. National League going to bottom half of the eighth inning. It is the Milwaukee Braves 7 and the Cincinnati Reds 5. Right now it's Raymond against Brosman. Robinson homered in the fourth with nobody on for Cincinnati. And Don Pavletic homered in the sixth with one on for the Cincinnati Reds. Going to the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Dodgers are still leading the Giants by a score of 3-0. Marichal against Padres. Right now it's 3-run home in the bottom of the second, providing all the scoring action. The Bills defeated the Pirates 5-3 in the first game, Green over Haddock. Second game is going to the bottom half of the ninth inning with the Pirates leading by a score of 4-1. It's Faith against Smith right now. And this afternoon, the Cubs defeated the Colts 45, 5-1. The American League, the Baltimore Orioles defeated the Kansas City A's by a score of 3-2. Wilhelm over McDevitt. The New York Yankees defeated the Chicago White Sox in 12 innings, 4-3. A bottom of the 12th homer by Dale Long won it. Daly was the winning pitcher, Turk Lowen the loser. The Minnesota Twins defeated the Cleveland Indians 2-1. As Pascual got his 15th victory. First game of the twilight, the Washington Senators defeated the Boston Red Sox 11-2. Stenhouse over Mambo Kett. Stenhouse getting his 10th victory. Second game taken by Washington 14-1. Rudolph over Sisco. So the Senators swept the Red Sox. And the Detroit Tigers scored 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to defeat the Los Angeles Angels 4-3. Hanky Jerry all the way for the win, and Dean Chastelluzzo in relief. Norm Cash hit his 28th home run of the season to take the lead in the American League in that department. Now a pinch hitter in this ball game. Ed Boucher is being set up. Ed Boucher is batting here for Clarence Coleman with one man out and Jim Hickman at second and the Cardinals leading by a score of 6-5. Lindy McDaniel in his 39th appearance of this season. Pitch. Well, it's a ground ball to the right side. Fielded deep. And thrown on to McDaniel, covering first in time as it moves Hickman to third. Bill White is scrambling a little bit on the ground ball. Came up with it and threw it on to McDaniel in time to get Ed Boucher. And now Frank Thomas is going to come up here to bat for Charlie Neal. And again, Johnny Keene comes out of the dugout and goes to the mound. Making his first appearance, of course, in this game. As the infield out moves Jim Hickman to third base, he represents potential tying runs. So as far as the Mets hopes are concerned in this ball game, they ride with the big batter Frank Thomas. The Mets won the first game 1-0. Mets have out hit the Cardinals 12-7 in this ball game. But they are trailing and run 6-5. They run over by Charlie James. Was the big blow. Bill Hunter up and throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. McDaniel winds and fires. Well, Hunter, the ground ball to third, taken by Ken Boyer. Up with his throws on to Bill White at 3-6. The ball game is over. Mike Thomas. Morris has grounded out from third to first from Boyer to Bill White. They're in the ball game as McDaniel has come on to save this ball game for DeLiva. And in the top half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets got no runs on one hit, the double by Hickman, no errors, and one left as Hickman tied at third. Here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals have split a doubleheader. The Mets won the first game by a score of 1-0. The Cardinals won the second game by a score of 6-5. To tell you something of how they did it, here is Ralph Kiner.
Well, Al Jackson in the first game pitched his third shutout of the year. His record now, 5 wins and 12 losses. As he beat Bob Gibson, a losing pitcher, 13-7. Jackson went all the way. The only run of the game was scored by Choo-Choo Coleman. He got on base on a punt, moved down to second base on a sacrifice by Al Jackson, then scored on the shortstop. Coach I made an error, scoring all the way from second base. Jackson picked out several jams in the game. He was 1-2-3 through four innings, but in the fifth inning, he started to get in trouble, and he gave up through the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings a total of 8 base hits. But he left them on bases. They did not score, and 2 double plays, a big help. Al Jackson, the winner in the first game, 1-0. In the second game, if it was over, the Mets might sweep a doubleheader from the St. Louis Cardinals, as Bob Moorhead worked very nicely through 5 innings. But in the sixth inning, the St. Louis Cardinals came to life, and they knocked him out of the box. In came Ray Davio after 2 walks and with 2 balls and no strikes on Charlie James. Davio struck James out, picked up Boyer in a fly ball to left field, and then struck out, so tied to preserve the inning and the game at that time for Moorhead. He worked through the seventh inning, but in the eighth inning, Davio ran into trouble. He gave up a base hit and a walk and a 3-run home run to Charlie James. James drove in 4 runs in the game, picking up 3 on a home run, his 5th of the year, 1 more on a base hit to left field. The Cardinals, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6 men on base. The Mets, 5 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on. The winning pitcher, Bob DeLiva, who needed help from Lindy McDaniel in the ninth inning. Jim Hickman doubled down the left field line with 1 man out to put the time run on at second base. McDaniel came in. He picked up Boucher in a ground ball to first, then got Thomas on a hard smash to the third baseman Boyer, who made the play at first base. The winning pitcher, Bob DeLiva, his record 1 win and no losses. So that's the story of the first 2 games. The Cardinals winning the second game 6-5. The game is split. They now have a record of 6 wins and 3 losses with the Mets. And here at St. Louis, their record is 2 wins and 1 loss. This broadcast came to you through the courtesy of the Liebman Breweries, Brooklyn, New York, and the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy fine, cold Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Enjoy a nice cold, ice cold, glass of good Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, for our statistician, Joe McDonald, our engineer, Harry Hale, our producer, Joe Gallagher, and for Viceroy. Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right. Once again, the Mets split a doubleheader, winning the first game 1-0 behind Al Jackson, his third shutout. They lost the second game by a score of 6-5 to the Cards. So long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.